Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Do you think when you're dating someone, you should split everything? How about the first date? Let's start there. So, Raven, last week there was a message on our text line, and it was from a woman that said, do you think you should split the check when you go out with someone for the first time? And then she continued and she wrote, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I think a man should pay for a woman. And I don't know. I mean, we've had this conversation a million times before. Yeah. Have things changed? Is there a different way to court someone? It's all different now.
You know, it's funny. Like, for some people, this is an immense thing, right? Like, they're focused on it. They want to know. They're thinking about it ahead of time or whatever. And for me, I don't think it would be that big of a deal, right? Mm-hmm. You just offer to pay at the end. But maybe you're a clown. If you're dating a bunch of different people and you're always offering to pay for everything, maybe that makes you dumb, right?
So, but then, Raven, I saw this interview and I was like, oh! Okay, so Kayla Nicole is Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend. Now, it cannot be easy to be the ex of a guy who's currently dating the most famous woman in the world, Taylor Swift.
That's a fair statement.
Now, whether you like Taylor Swift or not, you know who she is. And his ex, Kayla, has gotten so much hate. And I didn't really understand why, because people are allowed to have exes. Date other people.
Not Travis Kelce.
No, okay.
No, he's not.
Now, one of the rumors about why they broke up in the first place is that Travis is cheap and he wouldn't pay for her lifestyle. And she was asked about it during an interview, and this kind of changed my opinion of her.
Do I look like anybody that would split anything?
So you guys broke up at that point because...
No, this is the question. Do I look like I would go 50-50 on bills?
No.
Okay.
I mean, what does that look exactly? I'm sorry.
Who says that out loud?
50-50 on bills. If we're talking like, you know, the apartment or whatever, we're definitely going 50-50 on that. First date check, maybe a little bit different.
Well, I was like, what are you, lady, you just said that out loud. Like, yeah. Do I look like the type of woman that would go 50-50 on bills? I'm like, oh.
I know.
I mean, you were just dating. And then she goes on and she says.
But I think that to each his own. If people like to split their bills with their man, I think that's what you should do. I don't do that.
All right.
I mean, he's making $13 million a year. I don't know what she's doing for work besides showing up for this podcast, so I'm not sure. But, you know, whatever.
But don't say it like that.
Yeah.
It makes you seem so shallow.
Yes, it does.
It makes you seem crazy. Like, what are you saying?
What's the next boyfriend like, right? He's like, I pay bills. Like, the next boyfriend just shows up and he's the guy who pays for everything?
I don't know.
But you
start from the beginning. Okay. And it's all about splitting. And I do think, and I always say it, when I started dating my husband, we were in college. We were young and broke, but I always split everything with him 50-50. And it wasn't because I felt like, do I look like the kind of woman this or that?
Yeah.
It was because I never wanted him to expect anything from me.
Right.
And I always believed that.
When you met him, you were like, I have butterflies, I'm going to marry this guy.
I knew I was going to marry him.
Yeah.
But I wanted
But don't
him,
you expect anything,
don't
Paul.
Don't think that we're kissing tonight. I just met you.
Did you kiss him the first night you guys went out?
Yes. But it wasn't because we split that dinner. It was because I was in head over heels in love with him. That's why. Now.
But he can't buy you. Okay.
No.
All right.
Listen, he has to pay for me now for the rest of his life. So it all worked out in the end.
Yeah.
But for the years that we dated, we split everything. Even when we moved in together before we got married, we split everything. And now all our money goes into the same pot. Like, there's no separation.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to the first date thing, which comes up a lot, especially now when women are asking men out for the first time or whatever your situation is. Mm. If you're going out with somebody for the first time, what is your protocol on who pays? Go out on a first date with somebody. Who is picking up the check? This has been trending because Kayla Nicole, Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend, said this when it was rumored that he was cheap and didn't pay for her.
But I think that to each his own. If people like to split their bills with their man, I think that's what you should do. I don't do that.
She said, look at me. I don't split bills. And I was like, whoa. All right, lady.
I don't know what she does for gainful employment, but obviously Travis Kelce was doing pretty well when they were together.
Mm-hmm. But like, you're going out with somebody for the first time. One of them is not an NFL player that makes $14 million a year. Who's paying the bill? Is there like a protocol you use? Missy.
I'm a girly girl, so I think that if you ask me out, then you should pay.
Well, interesting that you should bring the ask me out. So if you just meet somebody randomly and you go out where they didn't specifically ask you out, do you still assume they're going to pay?
As long as he's a man, he's paying.
Okay.
Well, it's pretty cut and dry.
Thanks, Missy. Lisa, what do you think? Should couples just split the bill the first time they go out?
Well, I think for me, the protocol should be that, well, for straight couples at least, that the woman should pay just as much as the man, because what the woman is just as good as the man, oftentimes even better. Mm-hmm. And the woman shouldn't give the man power of paying the bill and thinking he's going to get something out of it.
I mean, you sound like a great woman. Would you like to buy me dinner, however? Because you are so great and powerful, just buy all of it.
If it's vegan friendly.
Oh, no, never mind. Nope. I'll pay my own way and have this cheeseburger over here. I don't want to rub it in your face or anything. I just want to eat it.
Fair.
All right. Chris, you're on a first date. Who should pick up the bill? Is there a protocol that you use?
The rule that I kind of use is whoever's idea the date was, that's who pays, right? So most of the time, I'm the guy. I ask someone out. I'm willing to kind of pony up and pay for the bill. But, you know, if someone, I'm at work and a girl comes up to me, she's like, I like you, I'd like to, then I think she should pick up the bill. If it's her idea to take me out, then I think she's got to see it all the way through.
I agree with that.
Bella, you're going on a first date. Are you splitting the bill? Who's paying?
I'll be completely honest. I have never paid the bill on a first date. The man always offers.
And you always, like, say yes?
I mean, are you going to say no to a free meal?
Yes. I have many, many times.
Have you?
Yes. Well, I mean, like when I was a teenager and dating, I always paid. You know, I always paid.
Oh, I never went on a date as a teenager, though. I'm in a date, like, now in my, like, in my 20s, 30s, to be completely honest. I'm all, like, I've never thought about this before, but I tend to date men that typically make more money than me.
Mm-hmm. Do you,
like, not on purpose.
She's
just,
like,
I've
never thought of this before,
yeah.
But I'm hot, and you know, I'm going on a date, and they're going to buy.
If you know that you don't like that guy and you're not going out on a second date with him, you still let him pick up the check and don't offer to pay half?
If it's a really bad date, and here's the thing, I've definitely gone on dates before and been the one to pay or, like, you know, split the check. It's usually not a first date. Usually the guy likes to kind of, like, you could see it. He likes to, like, flex his muscles. And I've had it where I've tried to, like, genuinely try to pay for it. And they've, like, the guy, you could tell, like, it's like I took the wind out of his sails. It's like he was, like, emasculated or something. And it was so weird. So, like, it's like if they offer me to pay, sure. But, like, when they do the, no, I've got it, I learned to just, like, bat my eyelashes and say thank you and just be grateful for it.
That's one way to go about it.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.